Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Sioux Falls Thrive is dedicated to make sure that all children succeed from cradle to career. They're action teams that aim to improve the support systems on which children and their families depend on. Candy Hansen is the president of Sioux Falls Thrive, and she joins us today in the Sioux Falls studio to talk more about the organization and to discuss One Roof. Candy, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Lori. It's my pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about Thrive overall and the mission, what it's about, before we sort of dig into to One Roof itself.
Well, you did a good job summarizing. We're about 2 years old, and we came together as a community to look at how kids are progressing as they go through K through 12 education. Our real vision is to make sure every single one of those kids, every child, has the skills that they need and the background to graduate high school, hopefully go on to some high school work, and then become contributing members of the community.
And how does this sort of divide out into different areas of doing your work?
Well, what we concentrate on is what's going on outside of the classroom, because kids are only in school 14% of their time. So we have a council, and we kind of look at the Sioux Falls community, and we start going, what are the obstacles? What are the things out there that are keeping kids back and making it hard for them to do their best in school? So we'll target an obstacle to student success, and then we'll do a lot of research through Augustana Research Institute on that obstacle, and we'll pull together an action team to see what we can do to remove them.
A pretty comprehensive way at tackling a complex problem.
Yeah, they're complex social issues. Right. About a third of the kids in our school district come from low-income families, and it's a lot harder to be successful in school when you're struggling in that kind of atmosphere. So far, we've picked three different obstacles. The first was housing, because we have about 1,000 kids in our school district who are virtually homeless at some point during the school year. And, you know, kids do not learn and go to school ready to learn where they don't know where they're sleeping at night.
Right.
The second big obstacle was out of school time, because kids from low-income families don't have a lot of alternatives. Lots of times, both parents are working. In fact, in Sioux Falls, 84% of our kids come from families where all parents work. And the third was food security. And that's because about 7,000 of the children in Minnehaha County aren't getting three meals a day, 7 days a week. They're food insecure.
So then you divide up these different areas onto action teams. Tell us a little bit about what that's and who serves on the action teams.
We take community volunteers, and we like to get across sector. We like to have someone from local government, people that are in business, people from nonprofits, and people from the faith-based community. And then just anyone who's really interested in the topic, we call those community stakeholders. There's about 15 members on each team.
And tell us about One Roof. And this is the housing
This obstacle. Is the housing action team. And it's been around the longest. So they've gone through their planning and started implementing different programs. They came up with a very unique program. It's called One Roof. What it does, it is that it sets up families so that they can have a mentor through the Genesis program at the community outreach. Once they get there, they work to find them an affordable place to live, and they go into a contract with their landlord that helps make sure that everything goes well with that rental. If something goes wrong, another agency has stepped forward, ICAP, and will have a damage repair and guarantee fund for the landlords. It's a pretty interesting program. We've just placed our first three families. And these are families that really, really need some help negotiating, giving them a home first and making sure that those kids have a roof over their head that they can trust and go home to every day is super important.
So from the landlord or property owner's perspective, they might have, help me clarify, but they, you know, they might have an apartment that to be rented, but they might be hesitant to rent it to someone because they're unsure of the support that person is getting, of what, you know, will I get my rent? Will there be damage? And so this is sort of a way to also reassure the property owners that, you know, there's a safety net here. There's, you can do the good thing that you want to do, and you don't have to do it alone.
You hit on it exactly. A lot of the places in town where you could find a place that you could afford to live are owned by people that can't afford to take a risk on somebody that has a poor credit rating. They just really can't. They might have a duplex that they've invested in for their retirement at some point. So this gives them a cushion and encourages them to bring their housing unit onto the market and make them available to these families.
You mentioned the Genesis program, and tell people a little bit about what that is, because that sort of intersects with this whole idea of really involvement and listening and support. Tell us about Genesis.
Genesis is run by the Community Outreach, and it's a United Way-funded program that's paired mentors with families who are low-income and need help kind of figuring out how to be successful at managing finances and other kinds of challenges that they face. What to make this program, One Roof, work, the Genesis program will expand and actually provide case management to the families that are accepted in the program. Hmm.
So what kind of people volunteer for the Housing Action Team? What kind of, you know, people from the community step up and say, this is something that I'm willing to do?
It's an interesting combination. Each one of the teams, some of the people who volunteer actually work in the field that they're volunteering. So on the Housing Action Team, you'll find somebody from City Housing, and you'll find representatives from groups that actually have affordable housing projects. And we also have community stakeholders, people who just really, really care and want a meaningful way to contribute and help address a complex social issue in our community.
And this gets into, and we talk about volunteerism on this show a lot, and one of the things it seems people are always looking for is that meaningful way. They want to make a difference, but they want that difference to be successful. They want it to be an effective difference. There's lots of places you can give your time. Tell me a little bit how you achieve that through those, that case management, through the number of people that are involved who have an awareness of what the challenges are. How do you make meaningful difference in people's lives when it is a pretty complex thing?
Well, there are all kinds of ways to volunteer, and there's certainly people that can step up and do that one-on-one mentoring at the community outreach or Lutheran Social Services. The Thrive teams are more geared toward planning. We're evidence-based. We take that Augustana research and we look at the big things that we can do, much bigger picture than the one-on-one kinds of volunteering. So it's kind of fun because it will challenge people to think big and think differently about how we can bring different resources in the community together and have a better, bigger impact on people's lives.
And you have vacancies to fill. Tell us how to apply. Who are you looking for?
Well, we do have some openings now on the Housing Action Team. The application is actually online at SiouxFallsThrive.org. You can also find it through scrolling through our Facebook page. And honestly, we want people who are willing to make a commitment to be at our team meetings. They happen once a month at 9:30 in the morning on the second Thursday of every month. I think people really enjoy them because they're professionally facilitated. Uh-huh. We use a lot of different kinds of processes to unravel some of these complex issues. And as I said, if a person wanted to know whether it's up their alley, if they go online, they're going to be able to look at that Augustana Research Institute report, and that will give them some idea of the higher level kinds of thinking that goes on in that action team. But as I said, any sector of the community that people represent is welcome. You just have to have a desire to do that kind of big picture, think differently, think bigger kind of work that we do.
Tell me a little bit about that research and some of the things that you know about the community and the need. How big is the need based on the research that you sort of, you know, have compiled so far?
Well, I think the biggest indicator is that the number of children in our community, and we are focused on families with children because we're focused on school success, that need is growing, not hugely, but incrementally every year. As I said, we had about 1,000 kids in the last school year that did not have a permanent home. So that's the first thing you learn. When you get to working with the team, you really understand the kinds of obstacles that there are to affordable housing and how to get people into an affordable, secure home for their kids, for themselves and their kids. One of the things that we deal with is that there's no central navigation system. There's no one place to call that can answer all one's questions about finding housing. We know from the study that housing, affordable housing, is in short supply. So there are a lot of challenges that come out in that report, and we're kind of ticking off one by one.
How long are the impacts of being housing insecure, you know, for children? I'm wondering, like, how quickly do they recover then once, as far as, you know, school performance or school activity and, you know, commitment to education, you know, if once they get into a safe and secure place?
You know, I'm not sure that the research will say that they ever recover. It's a pretty long haul, especially for an elementary student who has to change schools. One of the biggest markers to school success is whether a child is reading proficiently at grade 3 level. And once that child falls into the situation of changing homes for negative reasons and not being in the same classroom, recovering from that and actually bringing up one's reading skills to go forward is pretty tough. But from a behavioral situation, it's a wonderful thing just to know that one has a roof over one's head and is going to go to the same school and into the same classroom and be with the same teacher so that they can start making progress.
And making a few friends, too.
And making a lot of friends, absolutely.
Candy Hansen is president of Sioux Falls Thrive. You can find out more about applying to be on the Housing Action Team for One Roof at SiouxFallsThrive.org and a link on the Facebook page as well. Right, Candy?
That's right, Lori. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here with us today.
My pleasure.